We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It was a Bears Day yesterday. Chicago Bears.
It was a Bears Day.
It was Bears Day.
Yeah. And I guess the undefeated season is no more. And I guess the next thing we can hope for is a 15-1 season like they had in 85.
Right.
16-1,
yes. No. 15-1 in the regular season.
No.
Because there's 16-game season.
There's an extra game now.
Well, Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying they would have to go 16-1 this season.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct. Correct. Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
He's always correcting.
I hate him so much.
I know. Because he's always right.
He is right.
90% of the time.
And he is right. Because we're idiots. And he's just like, yeah, I can't believe I work with these two people.
That
game went just about as predicted, I think.
Why do you say that?
We lose to the Packers every game.
Have you watched a Bears-Packers game in the last
every game
decade
is the same.
Plus?
Listen.
They have an opening drive that's encouraging. They get a stop.
You get
and
your hopes
that's
up.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is the problem. It's people like you guys who have this negative attitude towards the Chicago Bears. And if you're listening and you do too, okay, you're all getting scolded by me, okay? I'm going to be Mama Melissa right now.
You mean to tell me you have a fix for the Chicago Bears?
I'm telling you, I think what happens is so many people put out this negative mojo, first of all, and that's what happens.
Okay,
like,
Melissa.
Nobody can think positive. They're like, on Friday, Kyle, you were like,
Melissa, if you walked into the studio every day, and every day I threw a water balloon at you, every single time, you walk in, water balloon. Walk in again, water balloon. Walk in again, water balloon.
By Friday, you'd be
like... By Friday, aren't you a little, like,
you'd be
upset?
Wearing a poncho.
Yeah.
You'd be expecting
and expecting the disappointment.
That's different, because this is an actual game where you don't know the outcome, okay?
Could have used a little rain last night.
All right.
Yeah.
So, listen... You guys have to change your mojo. You have to change your thought process. What you put out in the universe happens. Okay? I'm telling you. And then plus, as soon as the Bears go out to Arlington, that will also help increase and change the mojo. And then everything's going to be different. But it has to start with you, Austin, and you, Kyle.
What, why? How am I at fault here?
Because you guys are putting out bad mojo. I'm blaming you guys, not the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Austin and I were on the field last
week. That's right.
Week,
yeah, I remember. I remember that fourth and goal.
That's on us for not being more positive.
I should have been more positive on that shotgun snap. That's what I should have done. So my fault, Chicago.
It's on you.
I'll own you too, Kyle. I'll own this one. All right. Okay. So Melissa, you feel like. You feel like positivity from fans can help the Bears, can turn the Bears around. And, like, at first I thought you were just doing, like, a bit on the air, but, like...
No, I actually mean it.
Talking to you over the commercial break, like, you legitimately believe this.
I do. I think too many fans put out this, like, negative vibe, especially when it comes to the Bears-Packers game. Oh. And I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know that everybody believes in that, but I do think a lot of people do, that what you put out there ends up... happening. So if you put out negativity, you're going to get negativity that comes back.
Okay. And I get that. I can see that to an extent. But like, so like you know, so when the Bears go shotgun on fourth and goal from the inch yard line, I'm supposed to go, yeah, this is going to work.
No, I just don't think, well, I think that you just say, okay, things, you know, obviously there's a chance for things to be better. So you just kind of go. Okay. Go with the flow. Take it in stride. You know, it's going to be better. And if it's not, it's okay, because then you're just positive, because, like, next time it's going to be better. You just, and then you have to keep doing that, and then things will eventually change.
Okay, so when the Packers come to Soldier Field, then the tables will turn, right? Then we'll beat them, right?
Absolutely. We're going to beat them next time anyway. It just doesn't matter. You just have to say it.
They have the Texans this weekend. They're already favored.
They're favored to win that game.
The Lovie Smith revenge game. The Bears are going to win it.
That's exactly right.
Am I doing this right?
So now I like that you're positive. See?
Okay.
So Kyle, you already had your first full, really awesome cup of coffee this morning,
and it was delicious. And my next one's going to be even better.
Yeah. How about this? My laptop broke yesterday. But I got to spend more time with my wife and child.
There you go.
That didn't sound so positive. You're faking that positivity.
I think that actually works. Austin,
I'm so happy my laptop is broken.
Look at what's good in life. You're still married. You're not divorced. You have a successful marriage.
I can't debate that.
Kyle, you're breathing.
Could not be. We're
you
here.
Could not be breathing.
I could, yeah.
But you are.
I could have a cold.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm surviving.
No, exactly.
What about you, Melissa? You go now.
Yeah, you be positive.
I'm being positive, making you positive, because you guys are going to change your terrible attitudes in this studio and for the Chicago Bears, and you are going to become two positive men that I come into work with every single day.
We got a basketball hoop, a mini one.
Yeah. You know what? I'm positive.
You're going to be positive that you're going to beat Kyle in basketball?
No, I'm positive this won't work. It's time now for a game that we all know and love.
We do.
The game known as...
One's Gotta Go.
Oh, man. It's when that bass kicks in. It just really gets my week going, Melissa.
I know.
So we had Carolyn on the line. And literally right before segment started, Carolyn's line dropped.
I know.
So,
I was like waiting for her to call back.
Yes. Sorry, Carolyn. It displays. We hope call in again tomorrow, and we will get you on the game. So I guess, let's just do it with the three of us.
Okay.
Then.
Sure. I'm up for that.
Let's try and do, as you know, Melissa, you talked about in the early part of the hour, let's try and put a positive spin on things. Let's
make it up. People are not being positive enough,
right?
Especially over this Bears-Packers game.
Well, the Bears lose to the Packers. It's a Monday. There's a lot of things to be negative about, but let's keep things positive, because you say that has a big influence on things.
Absolutely it does.
Okay, so let's do a positive One's Gotta Go.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right. We're going to start it with a really positive topic here. One's Gotta Go. Melissa, lead it off. Windy weather or rainy weather? Which one's gotta go?
It's so hard to be positive about those.
Okay, I don't like the wind. I am not a wind fan. I'll take a little rain shower here and there. But when it's windy, the hair gets in my face and my mouth. I can't wear lip gloss because the hair sticks to my lips. So the wind's gotta go.
Okay, I'm gonna say the rain's gotta go. Get out of here, rain. Get out of here. I'm positive that I hate the rain.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the worst of all the weather.
Oh, so you don't like green grass. Great. Okay.
Okay. There's other ways to do it.
Well, it's a little difficult, Melissa, when you hate the wind in the Windy City, but whatever.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's literally just in the nickname for our town, but okay.
Okay. One's gotta go. Coffee or alcohol?
Oh, this is easy for me. This one's easy. Alcohol's gotta go.
This is easy. Coffee's gotta go.
I need a drink.
Well, I do.
If she answered that way, then we'd be concerned.
I love my wine, but I wouldn't be able to get through these mornings without the coffee. And it's hot, and it feels really good on my throat in the morning. You know?
Well, you know what? Just the energy
I like that.
And positive vibes that you guys set off are enough to wake me up every morning.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm going to say
I know it's not true, but I'll take it.
The coffee's got to go. Give me the alcohol, because I need that after working a day with you two.
There you go. There it is.
But I'm positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Last one for the both of you. One's got to go. And I have a feeling I know which way this one's got to go, but one's got to go. Melissa's positive energy or Austin's negative mojo? Which one's got to go?
Oh.
Austin's negative mojo's gotta go.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna have to disagree there.
What?
Melissa, your positive energy's got to go for sure.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just being honest. Sorry.
So we just canceled each other out?
Yeah. Kyle, deciding the factor.
I can't. You guys, I can't decide between. It's like picking between my favorite parent. I could never do that. By the way, Melissa's positive energy's got to go.
Melissa, we've gotten very, very interesting, dear Melissa and Austin, today.
Okay.
We've got our friend Christine in Crown Point calling in. And Christine, I feel like I should just leave it to you to set up, but it involves you and your husband finding out some absolute shocking news.
Hi, guys. I heard I got a message on Facebook recently from a kid that we don't know who's claiming that my husband is his biological dad. My husband has no idea who this kid is, like, has never heard of him, doesn't recognize the last name. Our heads are spinning. It doesn't seem like it's spam. We're trying to figure out if my husband knocked somebody up before we got together.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy.
So in your, I guess, initial conversations with your husband, is it indeed possible? Like was he in any like serious relationships or one night stands or anything like that before you two got together?
No long-term relationships. We were each other's first.
Okay.
Like long-term relationship, but we weren't each other's first.
First, if you know
first. What I mean. Sure. Right. Yeah.
Totally. That's kind of scary. That would throw me for a loop.
Yeah.
I think without a doubt, you got to follow up. The best way to do that is, I guess, to meet the person and first go that route, right? And then do some sort of DNA test or something.
Whatever approach you take, you got to treat it very gently and with a lot of empathy. Because let's say it is true, this kid, he's in a scary, very vulnerable position where he's reaching out to,
if it's true, his, for
yeah,
sure.
Right, his
yeah.
biological father.
Right.
So you want to be very cognizant of that and his feelings and the emotional turmoil he's probably going through. But it's important to know whether or not it is factual. So I think, Melissa, I think you're right. I think at very least, he meets up with
try to get a feel that way first.
Talk him out and just be like, so, okay. You know, where did you find out? Why do you believe this?
Sure, get the background story.
Yeah, and then maybe say, okay, well, let's confirm this. And then I think you and your husband need to sit down privately and just be like, play out both scenarios, if he is or if he isn't. If he isn't, that's a little bit easier to deal with. But if he is, what approach do you guys take from here? What relationship do you guys have with him?
If it was true, I mean, are you open to having another kid in the family?
It's such a hard question to answer, right? It's like, because to your point, like, he's a fully fledged adult.
Yeah.
And, you know, why is he reaching out now? And also, like, what is his end game here? Like, I'm more worried about, like, what is it that this kid wants? Obviously, I wouldn't tell my husband that, like, no, if this kid is his son, like, yeah, you can't have a relationship with a son that you never knew you had. But I'm more protective of, like, the rest of the family. But, like, if let my husband kind of, like, build that relationship first.
First. Oh, I can see
then,
that.
You know, if my husband feels comfortable to then start integrating this kid into our family, then we would have that discussion. I think that's a little far out right now.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Well, it is beneficial to you that the kid is an adult now. So, like, legally, you're not going to owe him any money or anything. Like, you're not legally binded to him in any way. So if that is his end game, or if he's just coming to you for the financial aspects of it, you guys can just flat out say, I'm sorry, no. But if it's something else there, like, he just wants a relationship,
sure,
his biological family was, then I think it's a smart approach.
Let us know what happens if you find out later. That would be really fascinating.
Yeah, Christine, thank you so much for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin, and really just for trusting us to bring this to us and to, you know, ask us, you know, what we think. We appreciate that, because I know that's a tough thing you're going through. And so for you to kind of trust us with some advice, we do appreciate it.
And this is always a safe space.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We were just talking to Kyle because Kyle, we're talking about changing attitudes today. We've been talking a lot about positivity.
Trying to stay positive after the Bears lost yet again to the Packers. But, you know, there's still another chance to beat them later on in the season.
Right. Look, they hurt me last night, but they can't hurt me today. Right. That's positive.
We're positive.
And so, Kyle, what did you say? You said that you had an event or did something, and then you're constantly, or a lot of times, finding yourself wanting to...
Yeah,
you go to something, but you kind of don't want to go.
The weekends, you just want to kind of hang out. And there's some weekends where you just don't want to leave your place. You just want to kind of lay on the couch, do nothing. And this weekend, it was kind of like that, like Sunday. I was sitting around. I was watching football. Like, my wife went to a wedding shower for our future sister-in-law, and... I was sitting there for a little bit. I was like having a good time and having a beer, you know, being an adult. And then she came home and she wanted to go to Taco Fest, which is one of my favorite events to go to. It's tacos galore.
Sure. It sounds awesome.
But I didn't want to go because I was like, I want to lay on the couch. I want to watch more football. I want to do nothing. And I mean, I figured out kind of in the long run that I might have a problem, guys.
Yeah.
With doing fun things and not wanting to do fun things.
I kind of get that. Like making plans and then not wanting to go. Does anybody else do that? 312-946-4995. I do it.
April in Woodstock.
Hi, April. So you know how sometimes you're making plans and everything sounds so much fun, and then when it comes time to go, you're like, oh, I just don't feel like it. Is that you?
It used to be. And then I had a boss who told me that never to, you know, pass up an opportunity on an invitation, because he had to go to a couple shower before couple showers were cool.
Okay.
And he did not want to go. He was putting up the fight, and he ended up going, and he sat next to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wait, what?
At
a couple shower. There was some, like, you know, distant relationship between the Shrivers and the groom or something. And, yeah, he ended up sitting next to Arnold.
Get out. Get to the chopper.
Wait, that's so random and so funny.
I know. I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I'm very cautious on the invitations that I decline these days.
Really? And any regrets on going to anything then, when you haven't felt like going and you still end up just going anyway?
No, I feel like once you, you know, get your butt off the couch and you know, start moving, I think it always turns out to be fun.
April, do you ever, like, feel down, though? Like, when you go to, you end up getting your butt off the couch and you go to an event and you don't end up sitting next to Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because I feel like after hearing that story, I'd just be, like, down after every event that I went to.
Hey, you never know. Hopefully I still have a few more events in me.
Well, there you go. Now, we've been talking positivity all morning long, and nobody could be any more positive than you, April. That's a very positive way of looking at things.
And April.
Okay.
April, it wasn't a couple's baby shower, was it, that Arnold was at?
I don't recall. It was so long ago.
Okay. I just might have to take your advice, who you took advice from your boss. So, we'll pass on the advice.
I'm just going to go to every shower from here on out, just in case. Just in case, Arnold.
Just to see who you run into.
Yeah, like, I loved you in Kindergarten Cop.
There you go.
Well, April, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Have a great day.
You too.
I mean, I just can't believe you'd go to a shower and see Arnold Schwarzenegger there.
Is that good? I'm still working on it.
Oh, my gosh. Is Arnold in the room with us?
No, it's me, guys. It's me. Right?
Right.
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 Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
Awesome.
Keep working.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, God. That
it's
one was
Melissa
bad,
and
too.
Austin.
On US 99.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
John in Kankakee.
Sean, what's your great news?
Hey, I talked to you Tuesday, and I told my daughter to cross her legs real tight and have the baby on my birthday.
Yeah.
And, well, that happened at 9:26 Wednesday morning.
No, it actually happened.
She had your first grandchild on your birthday?
On my 50th birthday.
Oh, my gosh. How perfect.
So you're talking... Yes. Just this last Wednesday, right? On the 14th?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. What's your sign?
Virgo.
Oh, a Virgo. Okay. Oh, Virgos are good. Virgos are real good.
I know nothing.
Yeah, a healthy baby, 7 pounds, 21 inches.
How's Mama doing?
Mama, she's a little tired, but she was okay. She was happy to get some Dairy Queen after that.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, after keeping her legs squeezed for that long, you know, keep the baby until your birthday. I feel like she's got to be tired.
Yeah, she followed your request.
and he's got my middle name also.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Did you know that was coming?
No, she surprised me with that when I got to the hospital.
Aw, did you cry?
I did a little bit.
Oh, I bet. What's the full name? Not the last name, but what's the full first and middle name then?
Hudson Patrick Oliver.
Oh, that's awesome.
Two middle names?
Yep.
I love that. I did that with my son too.
Aw.
Huh. That's so cool. I love the name Hudson.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Is that the greatest birthday gift you've ever gotten?
That couldn't have been. There couldn't be a better gift like that.
So how's she going to top it next year?
Well, I don't have any more birthdays anymore, so it's all on him now.
Once you turn 50, we just stop counting.
Yeah, plus he's born on that day, so he takes them all now.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I love that. Well, that is so sweet. I can't wait till you can hold that baby in your arms, and I'm sure, you know, you're going to be a great granddad and doing some babysitting, you know, so you can give some free time to the mom and dad.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to give up my golf days and babysit now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, a baby makes a good caddy.
Yeah, we could put him in. I can stick him in the bag and drive him around.
Right.
I won't mind. Let's get some fresh air.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for calling and sharing your great news initially, and then also calling for the follow-up to let us know that the baby was indeed born on your birthday. It's such great news, and we're so happy for you and your family.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, pass on big hugs and kisses from Auntie Melissa and Uncle Austin.
I sure will. Thank you, guys.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
Well, today was the final day where they laid to rest officially Queen Elizabeth II. I don't know if you saw any of the marching going down the streets of London, but, you know, she passed on September 8th. And she laid in state for a week where people could come view her.
We were planning on going over there and seeing.
I know, but we
just never made it out.
I know. We had to go to Rise Up on Friday.
Oh, that's right. We had to go to McKenna. So we went to McKenna, which they say is the London of the Chicagoland area.
Yeah. It's very spectacular.
Yeah. McHenry's beautiful.
It is. Very gorgeous. And so hundreds of thousands of people filed in front. Some came even a day before, waited in line in cold temperatures and that kind of thing to see the queen who passed. Her coffin was draped in a flag. So they waited to see that. It was just a huge spectacle. And so many people came to see. Of course, the whole family was there. King Charles III, his sons, Prince William Harry was there. They walked behind bagpipers that played. And so a very beautiful way to lay the queen to rest. Again, she died at the age of 96 and served over 70 years on the throne.
Oh, man.
Long time.
Yeah, right? Could you imagine working at any job for that long?
No. I don't think I'll even live that long.
So the Chicago Cubs are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, that's great.
But, you know, Melissa, you said we're going to keep positive vibes, positive energy.
Yes.
They're getting an early head start to next season. How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
I like it.
So, they lost yesterday to the Rockies 4-3. The Sox, here's some positivity. The Sox beat the Tigers 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
And the Guardians also lost, so they're only 3.5 games back.
Okay, there you go.
Got a big series against the Guardians this week, starting tomorrow at the Rate.
Perfect.
So that's positive.
It's going to go well, I'm sure.
And then the whole reason you want us to be positive today, the Bears, they lost to the Packers 27-10. I'm going to try and find some positivity here.
They started out well. started out okay.
At least it wasn't 28-10.
That's right.
Because that would mean 4 touchdowns.
And now we know to change our thought process. So the next time they play next week, they will win. See?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
okay.
That's exactly right.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Change your thought process. Come on. You got to work with the Chicago Bears. Let's work with them.
Have you ever been in line and someone was just out of line?
Yes.
Well, I've dealt with that over the weekend. It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. And Melissa and Kyle.
Yes.
I was walking down Michigan Avenue. I passed by the Michigan Avenue Apple Store Friday.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Right. And there was a huge line outside the front of the door.
I think there always is.
Well, especially on Friday because that was the day that the new iPhone came out.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm due for an upgrade. But I didn't, make a reservation or anything. Let me just walk up and see if I can get in line. Like, if I can just...
Don't they only take reservations or no?
Well, that's what I thought. But I was like, I'll ask anyway.
Okay.
So I walk up, and she was like, what phone do you want? And I was like, I told her, and she goes, okay, yeah, come on right in, and you just wait in this line. There's 2 separate lines.
Oh, so there's like one...
One for reservations,
for
one for walk-ups.
Right, yes. For fixing your phone. Okay.
So I'm in this line, and I overheard someone say it'll be about 30 to 40 minutes,
Dang,
yeah.
Still?
Which I was like, okay, that's fine. I can do that. That's doable for a new phone.
Can be normal.
Right. And so I'm waiting in this line, and I notice there was the guy behind me, no line etiquette whatsoever. Like, and even less awareness for people's personal bubbles.
Oh, like their personal space?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he pretty much burst my bubble. Just continually.
How close was he?
He just kept inching closer and closer behind me, and I could feel him. I could feel him getting closer and closer, and I was like, oh, this is not. It almost felt like he was trying to cut me in line. I'm like, does this guy not know how lines work? Like, what's going on? And I had to try and box him out. Like I was like Dennis Rodman or something. Like I'm like sitting there like playing defense while in line. Cause I'm like, well, what is going on here? I felt like Patrick Swayze in Ghost, where he felt like I felt like I wasn't there and he could just walk right through me.
So you were Demi Moore and
Patrick we did the Swayze. Pottery. It was really nice.
Oh, you had a moment.
It was to the point where the guy in front of me in line, I'm inching closer to him and I'm feeling uncomfortable with how close I'm getting in his personal space. But I'm also like, but it's the guy behind me that's forcing me to.
All right. How close was he?
To the point where the guy in front of me accidentally bumped into the guy behind me. That shouldn't happen in a line. I should be the buffer.
How did that even happen?
I'm telling you, he was just like, he kept like inching his way closer and closer and to the point where he was like sideways, like side by side with me.
What? That is weird.
It was, I left smelling like this guy's cologne.
Oh,
that's how close he was.
Did you say something to him?
No, I should have.
Did you kick him?
I'm not confrontational.
Did you elbow him?
I did give like a little Dennis Rodman elbow, like where I'm just trying to...
You stick your butt out a little bit so he has to back off?
Right. And that 30-minute line ended up being 2 hours too. So I was in this line for 2 hours with this guy.
2 hours?
Yeah, it was...
You stayed the whole time?
And I didn't even get the phone I wanted.
You barely spent 2 hours with us.
I know. Well...
In fact, you refused to spend 2 hours with us.
Yeah, that's
true. But you will for a phone?
Well, that's how am I going to text you guys? Melissa, check your watch. It's 8:35-ish, which means it's time to play the 5 at 8:35. Today, woo! We've got Alyssa and Alsip and Claudia in Chicago. Alyssa, say hello to Claudia.
Hello, Claudia.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hope you two are ready to play because we've got 5 country questions for tickets to go see Luke Combs at Soldier Field.
Woo!
I know, it's very exciting. Just make sure that you understand and you know and you play by the rules that your name is your buzzer.
Yep, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, got
perfect.
It.
Okay, with all of that said, let's play. Question number 1. Which female country superstar is the featured artist on L. King's Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home?
Claudia.
Alyssa. Miranda Lambert.
Is it Miranda Lambert? It is Miranda Lambert. Claudia leads 1-0.
All right. Okay. You got to be quick on your buzzer name. Question number two. In Kane Brown's song, Like I Love Country Music, he says, let's take our time, walk the line, kind of like Johnny and June did. Who are Johnny and June?
Claudia.
Claudia.
Johnny and June Cash.
Is it Johnny and June Cash? It is.
Wow, nice job.
Claudia leads 2-0. All right, question three. What country artist from North Carolina who will be playing Soldier Field next summer was the celebrity guest picker on ESPN's College Game Day this past weekend?
Alyssa.
Luke Combs.
Is it Luke Combs? The man you're fighting for tickets for right now. So, Alyssa, not going down quietly.
Nope, not at all. All right, Alyssa, you'll need this one to tie it up.
All right, let's go.
What country music duo sings the song Stay a Little Longer?
Claudia.
Claudia.
Claudia just
barely.
What was your answer?
Brothers Osborne.
Brothers Osborne? Claudia, you're going to Luke Combs at Soldier Field.
Wow.
Good job.
Oh, my goodness. That was a tight race. Alyssa,
that was.
Just you missed the buzzer by just a hair a couple of times there.
It's okay.
All right. Hey, Alyssa, we are playing for Luke Combs tickets with a 5 at 8:35 every day this week. So try again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for playing the 5 at 8:35. Yep, it's tomorrow again at, 8:35.
Two of my favorite things in the entire world.
Oh, Melissa and Kyle?
No, I was going to say college football and Luke Combs.
Okay, well, never mind.
The two were blended together on Saturday, and it just is fitting because I think College Game Day had Luke Combs on as their celebrity guest picker, and I think they did that in honor of us giving away Luke Combs tickets every day this week with the 5 at 8:35.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm. I don't see why else. Well, I guess also the fact that he went to Appalachian State, and Game Day was at Appalachian State.
Nah, that's not it.
Not at all.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
Can't be.
All right, that's what I thought.
Okay.
But no, Luke Combs, he was a celebrity guest picker, and guys, for as good as he is at singing and just writing hits and jams.
And his stage performance.
And his concerts, he was that good, if not better, at picking college football games. Like, just being an analyst, like a celebrity panelist on the show.
So was he good at, like, speaking and he was entertaining to watch? Or were his picks good?
Well, I don't think his picks were that great. I don't know. I'll have to check.
Okay, but
he was good at speaking and delivering his picks.
All right.
He said he gave... So, backstory. His alma mater, App State, last week... went to Texas A&M and played Texas A&M and won.
Okay.
And App State is kind of a smaller school. Mm-hmm. And so when those smaller schools go to the bigger schools, like the incentive for them to go play the bigger, tougher schools is they get paid. So Texas A&M paid App State $1.5 million to go and play that football game.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And then they upset them. They beat them. Because it's supposed to be an easy win for Texas A&M.
Oh, it sounds like a cheat to me.
But they beat them.
Good.
So Luke Combs hit with the best line when picking his game for the Texas A&M game when it came up this week.
Okay.
Jimbo, Texas A&M, I appreciate the $1.5 million donation to my alma mater. Texas A&M. Let's go, baby.
So he picked Texas A&M, thanking them for the donation to his alma mater.
Sweet, I love it.
So awesome. But I will say this. You know, Luke Combs, great singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy on College Game Day give Luke a run for his money.
Okay.
Someone kind of tried to show him up with his singing. Pat McAfee, when picking who to win in the App State Troy game.
All right.
This was his answer.
I'm more sure of this pick than a long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart.
Oh,
and
my
the entire crowd just went a cappella.
Oh.
It was incredible. It was incredible. If you haven't checked it out, check it out to find it. Like, it's online. You can watch the video there, but Luke Combs, college football, my Saturday was made.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love me some Luke Combs. You know how I feel about him.
Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart.
We're so bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.